Hello and welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with my co-host, Joe.
Hello.
And Hevs.
Hi, everybody.
Sorry, I meant Heather. And we're here to discuss Season 4, Episode 11, LAX Miss.
Yes.
And before we do, we'll pass around the feeling stick. I have nothing to share today. Joe, do you?
Nope.
Heather, do you?
I do.
Shocking.
Okay, I've been getting physical therapy, but the therapist comes to my house, and he's really nice, and we always talk about shows. Like, we're always talking about shows. It's not all we talk about, but almost.
Got it.
And so I said, do you ever watch New Girl? And he goes, New Girl. That's the show with that guy, Schmidt.
Nice.
And I was like, you could remain my physical therapist.
Yeah, I had a feeling he was going to regardless.
And then also, I don't know if anyone here watches A Million Little Pieces. It's a great show.
No.
And the girl said on it, she said, I just parent trapped you.
Oh.
So she's based all from New Girl. And that's all of my feeling sticks, but I want an opportunity to chime in on guest stars.
Okay.
I have something to say.
So, Joe, why don't we kick off the description segment with you giving us your Joe flicks before I read the Netflix description.
Ooh, Home for the Holidays, this should have been called.
Oh, that would have been a good name for the episode, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a description?
That was a description.
Oh, okay.
Home for the Holidays.
That was his Joe flick.
I was making a joke.
Oh, that was my Joe flick.
I've never heard Joe say Joe flicks. The Netflix episode description is stuck at the airport due to flight delays. The gang worries they'll end up home alone for the holidays. Jess, however, receives a special invitation. I think that's a terrible description, so I will vote for Joe flicks. Heather?
Joe.
Special guest stars from this episode include Billy Eichner as Barry. Heather, you have something to say?
I need the rich guy who Schmidt meets in the lounge.
Yeah, you know what? I only wrote down Billy Eichner for some reason. So him?
His name is Barry Boswick,
mm-hmm.
And he's been in, like, basically everything.
He's in a lot of stuff.
But what I wanted to note,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to make this all come around.
Okay, Joe.
Is he played a gigolo
mm-hmm.
on Golden Palace.
Mm.
Now, does everyone know a Golden Palace?
Yes.
It's the sequel
I said
Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to bring that. And he's also been on the Goldbergs and Glee.
Okay. Yeah, he was on an episode or two of Glee. I didn't even write down Santa. We're doing like 5 episodes in a row though, and I went through and did all the guest stars and descriptions in one night, and so I'm worried I did miss stuff.
Or maybe your phone ring or something.
Oh, I did want to say I really enjoyed Billy on the Streets, so I was excited.
The flight attendant.
Right, Billy.
Huh?
Well, that's hilarious.
You don't know the internet, so you're just gonna be confused. Okay, so the Christmas musical is where we start off. It's very dark this year. Santa's gonna die tonight.
But they did the exact same thing that they did a couple Thanksgivings ago.
Well, at least then they contributed to the teacher having, like, a dark, like, going through a divorce or something.
Oh, that's true.
This just seemed really random.
Yeah.
So Jess...
No. I mean Jess standing on the side, and Genslinger came up to her.
Yeah,
and this
that's
is
true.
The same thing
that's
that
true.
British guy, yeah.
Ryan. So her and Ryan are hooking up in the prop closet, and she says that sneaking around makes them feel like they're gay guys in the
50s.
And he invites her to come to London while they're hiding from the principal, and she says yes.
But she's afraid that she's going to use the wrong fork. Do they have different forks?
I think she means
there's a salad fork and a dinner fork.
It doesn't have anything to do with
London. Well, here in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think she just means rich people have different place settings, basically.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, now I understand.
Dinner forks and salad forks.
I was so confused.
So we're in the loft and everybody's leaving to get ready to ride to the airport together. Cece's going to New York. All the others are going home except for Coach, who's going to Hawaii instead of spending time with his family. No one has a problem with it but him because he keeps bringing it up. Jess brought everybody snack bags, and Winston's excited to go hook up at the bar in Chicago because Nick has a girlfriend, and Winston's a 6 here, but he's a Chicago 10.
Yeah.
And I love how Nick puts his thumb up, like, no, dude, you're higher.
Winnie, you could never be a 6.
He's like an 11.
Yeah, he's like an 11.
Then I thought of Heather. I thought of myself first and how annoying they're, like, car commercials in the middle of New Girl, but whatever. How they have to pay for it is fine. Oh, the Ford
Fusion.
Yes. And outside, Dave gets in the car and asks a lot of interesting questions that enable Coach to describe some of the features on the Ford Fusion.
And first of all, outside, Dave would make the new car dirty.
Yeah, so gross.
But what was hilarious is he said, you could fit a hat store in here.
Yes, a hat store.
Very specific. Love him.
Then she asks him, which I would never let outside Dave touch my phone, but she lets him, ask him to take a picture of the gang. And that this part has always reminded me of you, Heather, long before we did this podcast. He ends up taking a picture of himself. He's taking a picture of them.
I do mess up.
I also have a coworker who's really bad at technology. And when we got smartphones to like go out in the field and take pictures of animals and stuff, he's like, every time I open it, it's just a picture of me. I don't know how to make it a picture of the thing on the other side of the camera because he didn't know how to flip the camera.
Well, last night I pulled an outside Dave. I couldn't take the correct video.
Yes. When I was
trying to video my dog.
That did happen.
Yeah.
Coach says to outside Dave, are you wet? He goes, no, just my bottom.
Just my bottom, yeah. So gross. Coach handled that. I would have imagined him getting a lot angrier. So we're at the airport. It's very crazy because the storm delays. I feel like I've seen the airport look like that. And Jess.
You know that airport, what it is.
Is it Ontario?
It is.
I wondered if it was Ontario.
You airport. Knew once you saw the gate 212 and you saw it in black.
I didn't know
that's,
then.
That's how the airport, I've flown 100 times.
You would know.
Ontario.
That when Nick got behind the counter and starts, talking them into, oh, you don't want to go. Yeah. Your flight's canceled.
You're in a mood today, Debbie.
That was at gate 212 in Ontario.
Oh, yeah. That's a good catch, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, imagine being there. That would be so exciting if you were getting on an airplane and got to see them filming the show.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to back up a second, though. I have an issue when they're at, first of all, I hate when I hate when Cece screams, going to London. I hate her in that scene. But in the loft, why is there no Christmas tree or decorations?
I'm guessing that's because they're going out of town.
They're all leaving, yeah.
But I know people who go out of town.
Well, it sounded like they were, a couple days before Christmas, and so maybe they're like, let's just not mess with it.
Jess lives there.
Heather, it's a TV show. I'm just doing the best I can.
I'm just saying that it bothered me. That's all.
And one year they didn't do Christmas decoration. Wait, that hasn't happened yet. When she's too into Christmas, and so they pull names. Did that happen?
No, not yet.
So I think there's ebb and flow. There's some years where they tone her down.
And the airport worker's screaming.
Gets scary. So Jess leaves a voicemail for Ryan that she's going to be late. Tickets for Coach are okay. Cece and Schmidt are now on the red eye. Nick and Winston are who she's going to handle next. And that's when she gets to the counter. And by talking to Barry, the flight attendant, or I guess just airport employee, they're on standby 10 and 11, 12 and 13. They keep going down. Then she says something he likes and he bumps them up.
Oh, yeah.
Then they get put down again.
He's funny.
Yeah, I bet that's how a lot of the employees feel there in a situation like that.
Yeah.
So Cece and Schmidt are outside the first class lounge, and Schmidt is just being a lunatic trying to sneak in, act like he has a membership, when Cece just simply asks if they can pay for a guest pass, which I thought was funny that she knew.
You can do that at VIP.
I didn't know that.
I did not know
that. Even having seen this episode years ago, I just thought that was for the show.
Because I've been stuck.
What's the point then?
One time I was stuck in Canada for almost a day, I would have paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you?
That's why they give. That's why they give them out, because you get a taste of it. You're like, man, I gotta fly first
all
class.
The time. Yeah.
They
give
me a voucher for food, but that was it. I went to Applebee's.
Okay. So Coach wants to see his niece, but his phone's dying, and there's no charging stations available to him. Jess gets a picture.
You got to talk about why there was no charging stations available. The one guy had a keyboard.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me? A keyboard?
Yeah.
His computer.
Right.
His iPad, a phone.
Yeah.
But it's so true. Let me tell you, if you haven't been in an airport in the last couple of years, they've all gone to these charging stations.
Oh, they have?
And because in the old days, there might be one charger under one out of 20 seats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So whatever guy got that, if you reach down underneath, first of all, you got to reach down underneath and kind of feel, and there it is.
Yeah.
You're not going to find one on the wall, all that.
Right.
All that has changed. Now they're everywhere. Yeah. And like every terminal, as you're walking down the terminal, that's all you see is kids around the pole.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that's what they're doing. They're charging stuff they don't need to be charging. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's good that they did that because I could see fights breaking out.
Yeah. So they got all these different charging things now, but it was just funny how they took it to an extreme with a keyboard.
Yeah, to make a point. So Jess gets a picture of Ryan's house, and it's like a mansion and too fancy. And they're like, you better know how to ride a polo horse. And Winston does a really weird speech about polio horses. Oh. And then is like, I'm just kidding. That's not a thing. And Jess is upset, and the guys head off to their gate. So Jess is at the bar, upset, not sure what to do, or she even wants to go anymore. When she meets Santa, tells him the story, and he replies something really gross. And the employee, Barry, who wasn't helping her earlier, kicks Santa out and says, you and I are going to drink together. Plot twist.
That Justin Santa scene, it was just so predictable to me.
I just don't like when Santa's name is sullied.
Disrespected. Yeah.
So, Joe, did you have thoughts about that?
I didn't think it would turn that way when it first started.
I thought he was going to be all
I thought it was Tim Allen for a minute.
I didn't know why he was wearing that sweater.
It was casual Santa. Traveling casual Santa. So they're in the, Cece and Schmidt are in the First Class Lounge having a very fun time when Schmidt sees this fancy guy and he's all excited. The guy's like, I can tell it's your first time here because of all the pillow squeezing. He asks Schmidt where he's from and Schmidt lies and says New York instead of New Jersey.
Manhattan, he says.
In the
big difference instead of Long Island.
Yeah.
Manhattan is where the money is.
Yeah. But he says, I live in the Money Museum area.
By the, it wasn't money, it was Meek Museum or something like that.
Oh, I thought he said Money Museum.
It's a famous museum. Might have been Monet Museum.
Okay, good. We got that out of the
So, like, I could see the horses defecating from my window.
Yeah. And he goes, so can I. Have a seat.
So the fancy guy sits down with them. Now Nick is crafting a plan with Winston that they have to convince enough people not to fly to move up on the list. So there's a montage of them pretending they got drunk with pilots a couple hours ago.
Oh.
Pretending they have a baby. Then Nick being an employee at the counter, and when the girl tries to kick him out, I was like, Debbie, don't start with me. You've been in a mood.
And the funniest one
I always think of
Winston, he's all, and
I'm gonna bite you.
You're gonna scream, baby, and I will encourage it.
No, I will scream back.
I will not stop it.
Yeah. and I will bite you.
Right.
It wasn't a baby. I don't know what
he's obviously right. It's just like a blanket. So we're at the bar, and Jess is just saying she doesn't belong, and she realizes her presents were stolen by quote reverse Santa.
She can't even go now.
They didn't steal it from someone, Heather. Stuff just gets stolen.
In my opinion, it was stolen from King of Queens. That's all I'm going to say. But on King of Queens, it was reverse elf.
So Coach is trying to talk to Roro, but his sister won't let him. That's his niece. Schmidt is left with a guy. Cece's not with them. And he says, can I take a run at your girl? And passes him his first...
Gold card.
Thank you. And he says, no, you're a dirty old bitch. I'm from Long Island, son. And
Biatch.
Just a bunch of nonsense and Billy Joel. And finally, he's like, Cece, let's roll. And Cece's just like, what?
Billy Joel again?
He's like, Long Island 516 is up in the lounge. Long Island Railroad, the LIRR.
Oh, you wrote it down. Nice.
Nassau County, Billy Joel. Billy Joel again.
That was great.
That was hilarious.
And I'm going to point something out. This ties back into my guest stars. He played a gigolo on Golden Palace.
Right.
And now he's being like
a player here.
And I also want to say that was stolen from the movie Indecent Proposal. And I'm going to back up a second.
It could have been,
yeah. It was totally stolen.
For sure.
And then when the ticket guy is in the bar and he says to Jess, well, it's Bangs LaRue.
Yeah.
I don't know who Bangs LaRue is, though.
I don't think it's anyone. He's just making fun of her bangs.
Because people say LaRue after stuff.
So they're back at the bar, and Barry's just like, how can I help? I'll do anything for you. But she sacrifices something nice for herself and asks to put the guys on the next flight, first class, so they can get to Chicago.
So sweet.
And he's like, you should call me to hang out. And then she says, how'd you do this? He goes, I bumped some people, but don't worry, they deserved it. And it was the guy from first class.
Shady guy.
Well done, making all the plot lines match up together.
Yes.
So they're in the food court. And they being Cece and Schmidt, and he said he disrespected something priceless. Mm. She hands him one of the stolen first class pillows, and they both admit that they like being friends.
Who got misty eyed?
No one over here.
You did.
Yeah. I thought maybe you guys did too.
No, I don't think you really thought that.
No, I think anyone
I don't. Would. I don't think Schmidt liked that when she said, I like being your friend. He's like,
friend?
Yeah. Friend?
But then he goes, I like being your friend too. After that.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
So I think he was just like, well, I want more, but whatever.
But I'll take this. Yeah.
So Coach plops himself down and says he's considering going to Detroit now. Is that crazy? Nick calls Jess. Here's where the episode falls apart for me. From here moving forward. Nick calls Jess for no reason. I mean, right as you're about to take off to say thank you to her. Realizes she's not on the plane. I don't know why she would be. Her flight.
Because it goes LAX now leaving flight 211.
Yeah.
Right.
She says she's not going. And the flight attendant's like, sir, you need to turn off your phone. So Jess is getting into a cab to go home when everyone runs out of the airport to find her. It's only the Christmas episodes that bother me. Jess creates her own problem every time. And then they all have to sacrifice for her.
You can't be getting on and off planes.
One time Nick didn't even get to go home.
Yeah, I know.
No, they weren't letting him off that plane. He was about to take off.
If you had closed captioning, what was part of that conversation, and you might miss if you don't have closed captioning, is Jess goes, Santa stole my gifts. And Nick's like, Santa did what?
Yeah.
Because it's like they're calling for something important, right? Yeah. She's got to tell them something important, but she has to throw that in there. He's like, Santa. There's always that little comeback that's kind of under the breath or really quick. That is kind of like subtle humor.
So Winston and Nick somehow find their way off the flight, lose the opportunity to fly first class and go home right now to catch the red eye instead. The rest of the gang is probably just running late for their flights now. Magically finds her because airports aren't large. They've got to be they're at LAX. It's in the name.
Right.
Magically find her. She's stepping into the cab and say, Jess, you need to go to England. So they run to make it to get her there. The golf cart's
not
really
exactly
slow.
They didn't exactly run. They took those golf carts, which the battery died on it.
Right. I think it was just too slow.
Those things aren't that fast.
They make it just in time. Give her a hug. God Only Knows plays during the montage, which was referenced earlier that's not how real life is.
Right.
And everyone, we find out the coach made it to Roro, and that Cece and Schmidt are having a good time on their flight, and Nick and Winston are not having a good time on their flight, but at least they're headed home.
Well, and let's talk about why they're not having a good time on their flight.
They're not in first class.
Well, they're not in first class, but even on top of that, it's happened to all of us, I'm sure.
Seated by the bathroom.
They get the bathroom row, which is the row you can't recline.
Oh, I
and
hate
that. And then they get the guy who's 340 pounds and takes up a seat and a half and the arm.
Yeah.
The biggest battle on a plane is that armrest.
Yes.
You got to claim that armrest or you're in trouble.
Or you're toast. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this guy's using Nick's like, I can't get comfortable. I can't get comfortable.
And I want to get back and just point out when the ticket taker is like friends with Jess and he says, let's get together. Next week I'm going to the mountains to cry.
Yeah. And what I like about this ending montage scene, I didn't look it up, but I'm pretty sure that's Jess singing God Only Knows.
Oh, it
that
is?
That definitely sounded like her type of singing, but I don't know for sure. So Jess gets to the airport in England, calls Ryan, and Ryan has flown home and is at the loft. And he's like, don't go anywhere. I'll be there in 12 hours.
No, 17 hours.
17 hours.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hours.
That was.
I mean, these people have money to burn. Jeez.
Well, did you see his house? He's got
money. Yeah, he does have money to burn.
Well, that's like, this is us. They fly across country every
all the
2 minutes.
Yeah. Well, they do have Kevin in their family.
Yeah.
So I feel like he can fly wherever he wants, and he probably pays for stuff, but still.
Or he might even have extra miles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, that brings us to Jess' look. I'm voting for the plaid sweater on the way to the airport because it was very festive. Joe? Sev?
Hmm. There was a comment about Coach's shirt. So Coach's shirt had to win the best dress.
Well, that's good, but we're on Jess Look right now.
Because they're like...
Nope, it's still happening, okay?
Where are you... Oh, on Jess Look? I thought we were on Best Look.
I could see why.
Oh, Best Look. Okay.
Yeah, Best Jess. Things sounds the same.
I mean, when we mix up the order of how we talk about stuff every time.
We do. So...
Favorite Jess Look.
Favorite Jess Look. Boy, she was not a lot in this episode a lot, though. That's the problem.
It's right. Okay if you don't have
that. I only remember her being on the side of the stage.
Yeah, I don't remember what she wore there.
I don't remember what she had at the airport on or nothing like that.
She had on a plaid sweater.
Oh, okay.
Heather?
Well, finally just dressed in holiday theme. So, obviously, I'm going with a plaid.
Nice.
And I also thought it made her eyes pop.
Yeah, it was a cute sweater.
Yeah.
Joe, why don't you kick off best dress since you had started with your thought?
Oh, Coach's shirt. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember who said it. You're going in that shirt or something.
I've always thought that's like when people go to Hawaii and they go to a luau and wear the Hawaiian print. Like, it just seems so extra
it's
to
just,
wear.
Right. And when you go to Hawaii, you got to wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Do you? Is that the law?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Well, it's funny, though, because, and that was a great answer. I almost wrote that because this is, a sweatsuit is great for flying.
Exactly. Yeah. Be comfortable.
So it would be the time to wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You can take off the jacket if you're hot. Yeah. And yeah.
Heather, who's
well, that's a whole nother episode.
Right.
The swoot.
The swoot. We haven't done that yet.
Slick. Heather, what's your best dress?
My best dress.
I bet we have the same.
Is, no.
You don't know what I have.
I did something.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did something. You won't have this. The kids in the play.
Mm.
Those costumes were nice.
They were really nice.
Yeah.
I can't believe neither of you said Winston's orange sweater jacket thing that he wore to the airport. It was so weird. It was like a sports coat. It was a sweater. It was orange.
I thought it was red, but I thought it was weird too, but it did work for the baby scene.
Why?
Because he held the baby under it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a red blanket.
Yeah, because it was annoying me. And I'm like, why is he wearing that?
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite Schmidt moment. Mine was Billy Joel one more time. Or and one more time. Or and again, Billy Joel. Heather, what was your favorite? I was going to say favorite Billy Joel moment. What's your favorite Schmidt moment? Oh, zero jar count. And now your favorite moment.
My favorite moment. Oh, my favorite.
In this episode.
Yeah, in this episode, my favorite Schmidt moment was the verbal attack on Barry Boswick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So same thing.
Yeah, same scene.
Joe, favorite Schmidt?
Well, it encompasses the whole entrance to the VIP lounge.
Oh.
Because even before they go in, if you had closed captioning, you probably caught this. Schmidt goes to CeCe. Well, let's go in the VIP lounge. Only people with HBO go in the VIP lounge.
With HBO?
Only with HBO go in the VIP lounge. Again, are they rich because they have HBO Go?
It's just like our last episode because they had a refrigerator in the garage. Yeah.
The status symbol is different for every level, right?
Only people with HBO.
Yeah, and then trying to get in there. Do you have a membership card? I'm totally avoiding the question.
Yeah,
right.
Where I usually deal with like Debbie or whoever. Did she die? Yeah.
Catherine. I think it was Catherine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then once they get in, you know, sticks out like a sore thumb. Even the guy comes over and goes, you're not a member, huh? Sit down.
Oh, he
you
did.
Know? Yeah.
I love how CeCe looks at him like she's so happy for Schmidt when he's having such a good time in the lounge.
It's a nice subtle touch.
Yeah. So that brings us to favorite or funniest moment overall. I hate to be redundant, but what Joe just said, so I'll go first, was just the first class getting the passes, getting in. Heather, what was your favorite or funniest moment from this episode?
Mine was, Bings LaRue gets a second from me.
Mm-hmm.
I give a nod to Nick and Winston montage.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, because I'm me, it's Outside Dave saying he could open a hat store.
Nice. That's a good one. Joe?
Favorite moment?
Mm-hmm. Or funniest?
Oh, definitely was Schmidt's blow up on the guy from Golden Palace.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, that was just I don't think much can beat that. Right. Although Nick and Winston's montage of trying
to... Yes, I love how it was cut up and edited.
Well, the weed will balance the alcohol.
Yeah, that was so funny.
And the pilots are like, what? When he's yelling, talking to him.
I wonder if anyone's ever tried that before, because I know you do get desperate when you want to get on a plane.
Oh, you do get desperate.
So the Honey Roast Award for Best Character Performance in this episode, I'm giving to Billy Eichner, because I do like Billy on the streets. I don't know if I'd watch that or if it was even a thing before he was on this scene, but just his attitude, everything he did, that it was like someone wrote it for him. Yeah, I just don't know how it wasn't literally written for him. I wish that he'd come back in another episode. Heather?
Oh, my Christmas gift from New Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Outside date.
I forgot, I don't even need to ask.
No
you.
One needs to ask.
Acting like you, trying to take a photo.
Yeah.
Joe?
So best or Honey Roast Award?
Yes, Joe.
So on this episode, I would say you gotta give it to Schmidt.
Oh,
because he was like, you see him once again defending Cece's honor.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right? And once again, she kind of curtails his enthusiasm by saying, oh, I like you as my friend.
Yes, yeah. She does. Like on the cruise.
And he has that look of, you know, I've just been put in the friend zone. This is not good, you know. But then he pulls through and he's like, I like you as a friend, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good
you know
scene.
What I'm saying?
That was great. I want to say that if I could have added more, and this is kind of like Joe's humor, very subtle, is when the guy from Golden Palace goes to shake his hand and Schmidt's all in awe.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, my name is blah, blah. And Schmidt goes, Schmidt.
Yeah. And he just like half gets up and goes, Schmidt. And the guy doesn't even question, like,
no,
last name,
like,
first
okay.
name. Zero on the bear count. And that brings us to discussion questions, which I'd like to lead off with. I already kind of touched on it. A more discussion statement. In every Christmas episode, Jess creates her own problem. And then the gang is left to sacrifice something of their own to fix it, which is out of character for Jess. And I don't want to hate on New Girl because I do love all the episodes. But there's just something about the Christmas episodes that bothers me so much. Like down the road when everyone pulls names and she doesn't put her own name in.
Yeah.
This one where she just decides because it's a mansion she can't go. Mm-hmm. And everyone has to come talk her into going.
Right. Well, and because the presents got stolen.
That's true. That wasn't her fault. And it would be embarrassing to show up without presents. Yeah. But I don't know. I just always feel like, man, they got to do a lot for her at Christmas time. Do you have any thoughts?
She's high maintenance.
She is high maintenance, actually.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Joe?
No.
Okay. I know it's a sitcom, but to me it was like, this is so unrealistic. And you can't even go outside an airport nowadays.
Not in and out.
No,
this was definitely pre-9/11,
it definitely wasn't.
No, it was after it. Yeah.
That was 2011. We're in 2022, and the show's not even that old.
Yeah, but I'm saying pre-9/11,
you can walk in and out. We thought you were saying the show was pre-9/11.
No.
Yeah, no, good point.
The whole concept.
Yeah, and I don't think they let you just bounce off planes because you have to go talk your friend into going to England.
And I don't know.
Like, right when you're about to take off. Oh, hold on. Nick has a phone call.
Hold the plane.
Another plot hole is, I don't know if there was charging stations back then like you see...
Choosing.
Yeah.
Maybe in LA.
Well, if he brought in his charger, you can plug it into an outlet, right?
Right. Joe was saying that there's towers
the
that have
pole
outlets.
And the towers.
He didn't think they had those.
That's kind of more. Because I remember
it's
the last year
thing.
That I flew a lot was probably 16. And that's probably when I started seeing him was in those first couple years. So I would say more
that
like 14,
up.
15. It seems like it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Joe, did you bring a discussion question?
So I would ask you guys, but really there's not much travel history. But what is your game plan for charging your phone? Because it's tough. When I would fly back east, you always had a 4-hour flight to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you always had a 2-hour flight after that. Or you had a 3-hour flight to Dallas and then another 2-hour flight. And you never wanted your phone to be dead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I never spent the money to get Wi-Fi or pay for it or anything like that. You know, so I would just play like games or something. You know what I'm saying? So you have to have a plan. When you land, you have to have a plan.
Right.
Sometimes that plan is there's a charging tower right there, or then mm-hmm. or there's a plug in the corner, like three gates down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're listening for your flight to go off because you know you got to get your phone.
Yeah.
Right.
And not only that, your phone's going to blow up when you land because there's usually 100
people who call.
Everyone's there. So your phone blows up there. And then the most embarrassing thing is when you land and it's all quiet before everyone gets up. Ring, 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 you know.
Wow,
and then
there's the people, phone rings like that?
Yeah, and then there's the people going.
How do you make that noise?
Then there's people calling, oh, I landed. I'm here now.
Right.
And you're like, dude, you're not going to see me for like a half hour. By the time you go get all your luggage and everything else, you know, everyone's the same. And then everyone's fighting. And just the chaotic scene of exiting in a plane, it's amazing how some people, especially people with connecting flights.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone, and I believe it just eventually became an excuse. Like, they didn't have a connecting flight. They wanted to get out. They would always do that. Oh, my flight connects in 10 minutes. And you're like, you're done.
The whole
plane
has connection.
Because after a while, I knew the layout of Dallas Airport. Airport, when you go to gate A to gate B, you got to take a train.
Yeah.
And the train goes through A, B, C, D, E, F.
Colorado, Denver.
In a big circle. You're not getting off. If you're at gate A2, you're not going to D1 in 10 minutes.
Right.
You're going to have to go to the train, wait for the train to come. Yeah. The train's going to stop at B. The train's going to stop at C. So you're done in 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So you see these people. They say it all the time. Right. And then a lot of times I'd follow them off the plane just to see. And all of a sudden, that hurriness turns into a casual strut. Into the restroom or get a drink at the bar.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to the flight he's got to catch? The guy's getting a vodka martini over here. You know what I'm saying? So it's hilarious that people started using that for an excuse.
Right.
Exiting the plane.
It's kind of a smart idea, but then everybody's doing it, so it's not going to help anymore.
Yeah.
And people really do have connecting flights. They're the ones who get hurt.
It was just rule of my thumb, at least 1 hour layover. I didn't want to be that guy.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
going,
absolutely.
Oh, my God, chewing my fingernails off, going, I'm never going to catch it.
I was getting
minimum 1 hour. Minimum. Right. I don't mind staying in the airport for a couple hours.
Right.
I love being the last guy off the plane. And those
flights.
Those flights are like, oh my God.
Joe moves
at
a different speed than the rest of us. Today he stopped in the middle of a street to look at something, not at a stop sign.
I do that.
And then he was driving like really slow before we went to a school area. And I'm like, Joe, you have to drive faster than that. Why do you want me to speed in a school zone? I was like, I don't want you to speed. I just want you to drive like a normal person and not pull over because you don't live in California anymore in the middle of a road. Not even pull over, just stop. You're like, oh, that construction's new. Okay, let's die over it.
I'll do that if I see a pretty Victorian house. Because you can't just see it if you're going by. You have to stop.
Yeah. I just believe stress is created by travelers. I don't have stress. I don't have stress when I travel because I take the stress elements out of it. I make sure I'm not having to connect in 30 minutes or less.
Right.
I make sure that if I'm the last one off the plane, hey, I go my speed. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to grab all my stuff out of the overhead bin real quick.
I'm so afraid I'm going to hit somebody.
You know, you got an old lady here. You got this guy over here who wants to run you over because he's got to catch his
You know,
everyone's in a hurry to go nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
And I was always in a hurry, like, not when I got there. But because it was business all the time. But when I got home, I'm like,
oh, yeah, no, when you're headed home, it's a different.
And it's like, I don't care if it's only 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I want to be out there.
Yeah. And the baggage carousel has turned into the next fiasco. Everyone wants to stand right at the carousel. They think their bag's coming out first. And I can't miss it. I let it go around 17 times before I come out. Because I want everyone to get their bags, get away.
This is why I don't travel with Joe. Especially if I'm home. I want to go home so bad. I'm just too high strung to take airplanes.
Well, this is a good reason why you're smart, Joe. Because I was in such a hurry one time to get home that I took the wrong person's luggage.
It happens. It can happen.
This is my glasses all over again.
Yeah.
How did you not notice? Oh, you noticed before you left the airport.
No, I got home the next day.
Oh, Heather. And then, my God.
I don't know. I called. I had to talk to all these different people. And they're like, we know. We have your luggage here. So I had to drive all the way back to Ontario. I didn't know if they would have stolen my cute outfits.
The airport workers? They didn't take it home. You're the one who stole.
Do you have a discussion question, House?
Well, I didn't answer Joe's.
It turned into a very lengthy discussion. No, I think he we need wants to, keep it to know
if you where you charge your phone, right?
What your charging plan?
What your plan is? Yeah. Well, for me, it's a little different because my last flight after I stopped working for Pepsi, I didn't fly. I haven't flown since. So my last flight was to Vegas in 04, which one is a short flight, and two in 04
phones weren't. Yeah,
I mean you had one, but phones weren't like I would use my phone to call to my actually as a phone on the landline. Yeah, so for me it's a little different.
Yeah,
but great question.
Now your discussion question has.
What's your answer to Joe?
I have a rechargeable case like everyone else. I don't know.
OtterBox, oh. Yeah.
Mine's not OtterBox, but I couldn't afford that, but I do have one.
Okay, so my discussion question, I have two. Have you ever been bumped up to first class, and how did you like it?
Oh, I wish. No, Joe, have you ever? You used to fly a lot.
Nope, I flew a lot. I never got bumped up. I've always been offered those vouchers to take the flight in 6 hours and we'll give you $400.
Oh, I don't hard pass.
Yeah. I'm like, no, because you got to change a million things. You got to change your rental car pickup or the time someone's picking you up. Yeah.
And you have to sit around for 4 hours.
You can't do the work plans maybe that you had or have a nice dinner and relax. Exactly. Now your dinner's going to be at Applebee's in the airport.
That's what I had to do. Yeah.
You know, what about you, Hev? Is that a deal?
When I was I flew all the all the time for work, and then I would just let the travel department do it. And then my boss was like, "That's stupid. Only use one airline, and then you get after a certain amount, you get bumped up to first class. Mm-hmm. But not every time. Just like when you reach that amount, mm-hmm. I have flown first class, and I almost wish I hadn't." Because going back.
Oh, it's that nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice. Oh. Everything's free.
I know.
The drinks are free. Free champagne. Hot towels.
Why would you need a hot towel while you're in an airplane?
Because you get dehydrated. Your skin dehydrates.
Yeah, we have makeup on and stuff.
We get the same way. We sit in the lower level by the floor.
Oh, God. At the Lakers game.
And we won't sit up in the lower level because you can't see anybody in here.
By the time this airs, I will have gone to the John Mayer concert. And I finally got my free tickets. And I don't want to be ungrateful because it's fun to win tickets on the radio. But I saw him twice. And, one time my seats were in front of the Olsen twins. How good they were. Another time, it was the time I met him, I was in the front row. And, he would make eye contact while he's singing. And I am now in section 208 in the second to last row at the Forum.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if I'll be able to see him.
You're going to lean over and
fall and die. Yeah. Except for I'm not close enough to the edge because I'm in the second to last row. Did you have one more question? So we're running low on time.
Me?
Yes, you.
No.
Okay, so that concludes our discussion for this episode. We'll see you next week for season 4, episode 12, Shark. We hope you guys have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.